USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After two more days of trade talks, the U.S. and China have released a statement saying China will significantly increase imports from the U.S., both parties agreeing to keep talking on reducing a huge trade gap and to avoid raising tariffs on each other. Investigators in South Texas are building their case against the 17-year-old suspect in a deadly school shooting at Santa Fe High School on Friday that killed 10 and left at least 10 others wounded.
The gunman had information on his computer and his cell phone that he wanted to kill others as well as himself, but later admitted he didn't have the courage to kill himself. He told investigators he spared people he liked so they could tell his story.
That's USA Radio's Rick Vincent. Meanwhile, the suspect's family has issued a statement saying they're just as shocked and confused as everyone else and are eager for answers as to why it all happened. And this is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
A huge farm bill fails to pass the House of Representatives on Friday. Democrats say it would worsen hunger by eliminating nutritional benefits for families and children. Others say it did very little to help farmers in any serious ways, and it also neglected conservation. It was the focus of the Democrats' weekly address, delivered by Representative Marcia Fudge, the Democrat from Ohio.
We are giving Republicans another chance to come back to the negotiating table and join us in crafting a farm bill that actually works for the people it's supposed to serve.
Not only did all Democrats vote no, but 30 conservative House members also voted against it as they were trying to get leverage on an unrelated immigration measure. After winning the Kentucky Derby 2 weeks earlier, Justify now takes the second jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown.
Justify! He's unstoppable! He won the Preakness!
That is heard on NBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A status conference is to be held this week at the Santa Monica Courthouse in Judy Huth's lawsuit against Bill Cosby. The Southern California woman alleges Cosby sexually assaulted her at the Playboy Mansion back in 1974 when she was just 15. Huth is one of nearly 50 women across the nation who have accused the actor and comedian of sexual assault. Jurors last month found him guilty of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his Philadelphia home in 2004, and he now faces up to 30 years in prison. America's most well-known coffee-selling chain says you're welcome to come by and hang out and even use its restrooms at any of its locations, even if you don't buy anything. Starbucks issuing the policy change on Saturday after it received a public backlash when two black men were arrested at one of its Philadelphia stores after they did not immediately buy something and told workers they were there waiting for someone to meet them. The April 12th arrest sparking a firestorm over racial profiling, Starbucks telling workers in the memo issued Saturday to consider anyone who walks into the stores as a customer, regardless of whether they make a purchase. Some paying customers outside some Starbucks after the policy change was announced on Saturday told reporters they don't think it's such a good idea and could discourage them from patronizing Starbucks in the future. You're allowed to visit us online without buying things, although we don't have restrooms for you there. It's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.